B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand from Earthtown Fair Tire Studios, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Hardy in for Zoe. Mike Freeman in his 10-point stance. Headline, NBA spending spree has NFL players' attention. Okay, then. All right, then. How many players are there on an NFL roster?
53.
Okay. Do you see a little bit of a problem in comparing the roster of a maximum of 15 players on an NBA roster versus 53 on an NFL roster?
Well, I can see if you're trying to make sure everybody makes a ton of money. Yeah, there could be an issue there, but is that their issue?
I'm just pointing that out.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that in and of itself could be one hurdle.
It's just a small hurdle. Also, that the NFL's revenues are larger than the NBA's revenues. That could also be a potential hurdle. But let me get to the details here. He writes, Mike Freeman, Bleacher Report, NFL players have been doing a lot of thinking about their NBA counterparts, and they're not happy. Texans wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins asked a simple question, and it's one I can tell you a lot of NFL players are asking. He tweeted, "Do y'all think a top NFL player deserves top NBA player contracts?" NFL players will say, "Yes, absolutely." What kind of stupid question is that? He says, in truth, Hopkins' tweet was less a question than a statement. There isn't a player in the NFL who doesn't think they deserve the same as their NBA counterparts. It's not being petty, it's being real. The money in NBA free agency continues to climb, and NFL players say that's a good thing. This, of course, has those same NFL players examining their league's own pay structure and how it seems woefully inadequate given the physical punishment of their game. NFL players want more guaranteed money like the NBA and MLB. And with the collective bargaining agreement expiring after the 2020 season, the issue is sure to become a key negotiating point. NFL players aren't poor, but their overall salaries compared to pro basketball and baseball players are a joke. Consider some of the NBA deals agreed to this summer alone. Kevin Durant, $164 million with the Nets. Kyrie Irving, $141 with the Nets. Kemba Walker, $141 with the Celtics. Klay Thompson, $190 million with the Warriors. $180 million for Tobias Harris with the 76ers. And Kawhi Leonard, which at the point of this published article had not signed yet. He now is with the Clippers. He says, NFL players definitely noticed the disparity. The highest paid NFL player right now in terms of total cash is Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger at $45 million for the upcoming season. He will make $2 million more than the highest annual salaried NBA player in Steph Curry at $43 million. The issue arises with total contract value and those guarantees. Russell Westbrook, $207 million, is the biggest in the NBA at the time of this writing. That's almost $60 million more than his NFL equivalent, Matt Ryan. Okay. The NFL players believe that based on NBA salaries, they should get more money. I still think they've got a major hurdle here in the fact that there are far fewer NBA players than there are NFL players. Even if it's just that, Hardy, Hey, I'm the top guy. I'm Tom Brady. I'm the face of the franchise. At the very least, don't I deserve a lot more money? And you say, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then you get a lot more money. What do you think that does to players 30 through 50? Well, someone else is going to have to pay for it. It's not going to be the owners.
Sure. And, you know, some of this could be rectified by changing the rules in terms of the guaranteed contracts and what guys are going to make, you know, not be able to cut that. And I've got a problem with this, you know, that goes beyond football. The fact that you have a contract with the team that they can just say at any point, well, we don't have that contract anymore. You're all done. Well, that's not really a contract. I mean, Beetle, you and I are both familiar with this from our jobs, where there are many contracts in radio and television where you have to sign something, but they can still fire you at any time.
Sort of.
It depends on the deal,
yeah.
Right? But that's the standard. That's what they want everybody to sign.
Sure.
Okay? My problem with this has more to do with the fact that they are, and I know the players aren't using this, but the author is using it, but when NFL players say they look at their NBA counterparts, well, they're not your counterparts. They're different athletes in a different sport with a different collective bargaining agreement. It's just different. You know, you look at what people get paid for different jobs. I know you want to make a direct comparison because, hey, I'm a professional athlete playing in Boston doing all that. Look at this professional athlete playing in Boston. That. No, it's two different things. Two different companies.
No.
Different leagues. Yeah, you both are engaged in a professional athletic endeavor, but don't call yourself a counterpart. That's not it. You know, baseball players, if anything, be looking at their counterparts in baseball. Look at those guys and what their bodies go through and how much they get paid for it and what their contracts are like and how their free agency is dealt with. If you want to go look at somebody, look at them. That's something to endeavor toward, not necessarily the NBA or anyone else, because it's just different.
The real life physical demands of football are so much more than what it is in basketball. I get it. They are asking you for a lot more as a football player than what they demand of you as a basketball player.
Yep.
I don't argue with that point. The unfortunate truth is that when you're an NBA star, you're a bigger piece of the product than you are as an NFL star. That's a fact.
Yep.
You're a much bigger piece of the product. One individual in the NBA is worth significantly more to what the end product is than what one individual is in the NFL.
Ah, that hurts.
Doesn't that sting? Doesn't that hurt to hear?
Ow.
No matter how good you are.
Yeah.
Whether you are any of the top quarterbacks in the league, whether you are the young up-and-coming star in Patrick Mahomes, or whether you are the old veteran who is still doing it in an unbelievable way in Tom Brady, whether you are the star wideout like Julio Jones, or you are the sack machine defensive end, name any one of them. Right?
No, it's true. And you're more valuable to the team in terms of, I think, of marketing purposes. You don't have to explain who you are and what you do on the team, and you're not one of 53 guys. When you're out there on the court, people can see you. They can recognize you. So, you know, from just, a promoting the product standpoint, you're more valuable to your employer that way. There's a lot that you can give and add to your team as an NBA player that just by virtue of the sport and of the way it's played, that you can't do as a football player. Them's the breaks. Sorry.
And if you want more NFL players, get on the same page before your agreement is up, which no one has any faith that you will do.
No.
You will cave and you'll be back before week one because you can't miss your game checks.
Well, and that's it, Beetle. If I said this earlier about the Women's World
Cup
team.
Been saying that for years about NFL players. Yeah, all right. Yeah, get back to us when you're willing to stand up to the owners.
Yeah, when you're willing to put a little bit of money away so that you can sit for 2 months without getting that check every week. You know, but a lot of guys are either unwilling or they're so early on in their careers, they're unable to do it. And on a rookie deal and you're not making a lot of money, or maybe you're a practice squad player. Okay. That's legit. I can almost get on board with that.
Miss a single week, 1 week, and then get back to us. Be willing to miss a game. It's been a while. It's been a long time since that's happened.
Yeah.
Miss a game, and then we can have a real conversation about the lengths you're willing to go to get more money.
But if I'm being consistent, I said this about the Women's World Cup team earlier, and I have to say it about the NFL players, and it goes along the same lines. Don't allow your representatives to sign that collective bargaining agreement that they did.
Right.
That's what it is.
Dig in.
Yeah. You've got the worst union in professional sports. I don't know if anybody would argue that.
Oh,
terrible.
And of the four major sports in this country, all three of the other unions would kick your ass.
Oh, yeah.
They're all way better than yours.
For what you put on the line and what you put your body through in a given season to have what percentage of players are dealing with essentially unguaranteed money going year to year? Most of them, you're getting a little bit guaranteed, but the huge bulk of your money that you expect to make in a given season is not guaranteed to you. They can just cut you and they don't have to pay you. How did you ever sign that in the first place? How did you ever allow someone acting on your behalf to sign that collective bargaining agreement? You already said it. Because they weren't willing to exercise the nuclear option, which is, fine, we won't play. Well, you won't get paid.
Yeah.
Well, that's how strongly we feel about it. We just won't play. They won't do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't bring this argument to the table, though, that we want to be paid with NBA players, Mike. I don't think that's a good one. Probably not in your best interest.
Not going to go well.
617-779-0985. Open lines. Grab one. We'll talk to you next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Why don't we go to your phones? Pete's in Medford. Hi, Pete.
Hey, I think this has way less to do with how effective the NFLPA union is and much more to do with the structural disadvantages of the average player's career being so much shorter than any other sport and their season being so much shorter. If you sit a year, the average player's career is, what, 2.5 years in the NFL? You've lost half your earning power. I think it has far less to do with somehow the owners having an upper hand on them or being better negotiators. They're just kind of bloodless bums and buffoons who either bought their team for $5 million 30 years ago or had it, you know, inherited it. I think it's a really unfair situation, especially when you look around at other sports.
Yeah, the average career in the NFL is about 2.5 years. And if you were going to fight for one thing, and you were the NFLPA, wouldn't you maybe decide that might be an issue worth fighting for? Getting to free agency sooner? Shortening the length of rookie deals?
Yeah. When the average career, as you said, is 2.5 years, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2.5 to 3 years being the average. And it depends on position, too. I mean, some positions have shorter careers than others. So that might be something that they look at too. So that if you're at one of those positions and you're really good, that you're into free agency earlier and younger and your earnings potential is higher. I mean, that seems like a possible way of the guys who are producing the most are making the most.
And you're going to
and guys who are impacting the game the most are maximizing their earnings.
They're going to have to get creative with this because the NFL is in no mood or position to give anything up. And you're going to have to, like figure out some ways around it. You're not going to be able to get guaranteed deals for everybody just out of the blue. That's not going to happen.
No.
The teams are still going to want to be able to cut players regardless of what deal they sign and how much they're making and, you know, what their options are going to be afterward. So,
yeah, I don't think guaranteed deals can really work the way the sport is. The nature of the sport doesn't lend itself to guaranteed deals. It just doesn't.
Oh, why not? If you've got guys, if you don't have to change the salary structure, if you don't have to, you know, come up with the idea of, like, you know, the max money going up as, you know, they look at their NBA counterparts, the roster is what the roster is.
Every guy you sign and bring into training camp, you owe them a year's salary?
No. Once your roster is set for that year, once you get down to your 53, those are and whatever they're contracted for, whether it's a year or two or whatever, you got to pay them that money.
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, but you're on the books for it. You're on the books for it as day one of the season or whatever the date is before the season starts. You got to be cut down to that point. Okay, you're on the hook for that money. Can't just cut somebody. No, you said you were going to pay them that money. That's what they're doing. They moved here. They're going to live here. They're going to work here. They're going to play for the team. And some of those guys are making on those entry level deals, $500,000, $400,000. You know, yeah, it's not just guaranteeing the 10 and 12 million per season that very few guys are making. It's just this is the money I'm going to live on while I go out there and get my body beat to shreds every day.
Pete is in Ohio today. Pete, what's up?
Hey, boys, how are you?
Good.
Hi.
Hey, two quick things. How do you think that the NFL union, the players union, can get stronger? I mean, if you compare that to the Major League Baseball union, it's night and day. The Major League Baseball union is probably the strongest. That's one comment. I also have another comment about the baseballs being juiced. If you look up the stats, how many baseballs do they go through in a game, a nine-inning game? It's unbelievable. Anytime the ball hits the ground, they change the ball out. They switch the ball out. I think if they were to keep reusing those balls, maybe they wouldn't be so jacked or juiced up. What do you guys think?
Yeah, but then you create an inconsistency, you know, from one pitch to the next. If, you know, you're going to, let's say, conceivably have a ball that's in play and gets fouled off but it's still in play. All right, you know, run back to the backstop there, pick it up and use it again. And then it gets hit into the infield and a fly ball. You could have the same ball in play conceivably for an entire inning that gets hit a few times throwing that, and then you introduce a new ball after that. Well, that ball's going to have a different feel. That ball's going to react differently off the bat. I think the best way for it to remain consistent is to swap out the ball all the time. You know, and they go through a ton of them. You know, they go through 50 baseballs. I think they average about 50 baseballs a game in terms of the ones that are thrown up to the stands, the ones that are fouled off, and they lose them in the netting or they lose them into the stands.
Pitchers,
home run balls, all that.
Yeah.
As opposed to five balls in football. So you can use the same ball throughout a football game, and they're already worked in and they're already beat up a little bit. And there's different balls for the consistency factor
pitchers
for the quarterback
will tell
and the kickers.
That on a hard hit ball in play or fouled off or anything, that when they get the ball back, they don't want the ball.
It's dented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can feel it. They grip the baseball. They can feel the inconsistency. But that's why you see pitchers put the ball up and say, no, give me a new ball. This ball sucks. You see it all the time. They know. I mean, they're particular about it. They want to know how that baseball is going to react when it leaves their fingertips. That's what they want. They want consistency in the baseballs. So they're not going to keep playing with the same baseballs. Again, Manfred today said what? There's less drag on the ball?
Yeah, it's an aerodynamic.
And based on the manufacturing, there is less drag on the baseball.
Sure.
Yeah, there's no evidence it's harder. What there is support for is the drag of the baseball is less.
Which is basically the surface, he's saying. There's something different with the surface of the baseball, not the density or how tightly the ball is wound. So I guess he's talking about how smooth the laces are, right? Is that what we're led to believe here? They're being stitched too tightly?
Well, maybe not the stitching, but as you said, the actual like leather surface. So is something happening with the cows to where their skin is smoother? Or the pigs? Is it pig skin or cow skin? What's the leather?
I think it's cow.
I'm going to go with cow. what's going on with the cows? The cows are producing a smoother leather. Better nutrition.
What's the mud that they rub them with?
Oh, it's that...
it's like from Mississippi.
Ohio Valley mud or something. Whatever it is. Now there's Maz. He would know in an instant. He's probably got a box of it. Baseball mud.
It's from a secret spot in South Jersey from the Delaware River.
What?
Yep. Lena Blackburn baseball rubbing mud. That's what it is. There you go. Major League Baseball Rule 4.01C states that all baseballs shall be properly rubbed.
Mm-hmm.
So the gloss is removed. You can put that special mud. Special mud. They rub all the balls down. Rub them to get the gloss off. You don't want smooth balls.
No.
That's you don't want that. You want to have scuffed balls. Not too scuffed. Just get the shine off of them. So you can get a good grip.
So what happens sometimes, and you'll notice this on certain leather jackets where there, you know, there appears to be inconsistencies. It's almost like a hair. So you might have to shave those balls.
Yeah.
Right?
Nope.
There was a line there somewhere, and you crossed it.
No. It's a natural animal Hardy. Product. There
Habitual
can be.
Habitual line stepper.
Give it a name. All right. Buff them out. Buff those balls. I say shave the balls. I say you could wax the balls.
Let's not get testy here, okay?
What? I don't know why you're being such a child about this. We're talking about baseball preparation.
Of course. Yep. Pat's in Boston. Hi, Pat.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good. Great.
Listen, so we're talking, you know, talking baseball. MLB CBA is coming up in 2021. I think there's going to be a lockout. 1 to 2 years. I mean, you're looking at it, right? 2019 average for an MLB player, 4.36 mil. That's down 1.2% from last year. And you got some guy, you know, your average making, what, a good player, what, 20, 25 mil? And then, I don't know, man.
You think there's going to be a lockout? Is that what you said?
I think so. I think the people, there's so many players on that lower salary bracket that are saying, listen, like, I mean, rookies, the rookie contract for MLB is ridiculous. Like, they.
You're talking about a strike. You're not talking about
so
a lockout.
Strike or a lockout? What are we having?
I mean, I think to get what needs to be done, you probably need a lockout.
I don't think baseball is heading toward a lockout.
Strike or lockout? Pick one.
Lockout or a sit down or a anything. I think they're fine.
617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls on baseball prep and other matters.
Good.
Coming up after this.
Grow up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Let's jump back to your phones. We got today's takeaways coming up in just a bit. T-Bone, Zoe's been watching the show all day. Is that what he's been doing? Live tweeting? Is that what he's doing on his vacation?
Yeah, there was a couple.
Couple tweets?
Yeah.
Couple tweets from our friend, so.
Let me ask you something.
When you're on vacation, do you sit there and watch the show?
No. I listen.
I listened to you guys last Monday, which was the day when all the NBA free agency stuff happened.
A big sports day. You're a sports fan. You want to listen to it.
I get it. I was doing a little DIY work, and I had the radio on.
Yeah.
And I was listening to you guys talk about what was happening as it was developing. Al Horford leaving, Kyrie, Durant, all that stuff. I listened to both this show and Felger and Mass last week. That was it. One day. I was gone for a week plus. One day I listened.
But I stayed home a week. Didn't go anywhere other than just, you know, day trips here and there.
Yeah.
And for the most part, it was nice weather. So to sit inside and, like, actually watch TV on a nice weather day, A, I wouldn't do. And B, on the bad weather days, that's when we went to the show, as my mother used to say.
Went to the show?
Yeah, going to the movies. That's what she was saying. Go to the show. We're going to go to the show. I saw that.
What'd you see?
We saw two movies during that week. Secret Life of Pets 2.
How did you deal with the voice changes? Very difficult, I assume.
Didn't bother me in the slightest.
Damn it, Hardy.
I only saw the first one once.
Oh, see, I've seen the first one probably 20 times.
Yep. Whose voice changed? Did Max's voice change?
Max's voice changed. It went from,
Louis C.K.
I don't know why I blanked on that name.
Patton Oswalt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Went from Louis C.K. to Patton Oswalt, and it's a major change, and I'm not going to be able to look at Max the same. Max is not Max anymore.
Well, I didn't skip a beat, though. And I like both those guys, so I was okay with that. And then we saw the new Toy Story.
Did you cry?
No.
I heard a lot of people are crying at the end of this thing.
No, it's not a tearjerker.
Lanny, where's Lanny? Is he here? You guys see him?
Here's what's going on in the back.
Did Lanny cry, or did Lanny say that he could understand why people cried?
Yeah, I did not find it to be...
I think he said he could understand why people...
Okay, so he didn't himself cry, but he can see why people would cry.
I don't even think he saw it.
No, he definitely saw it.
He said there... No, he didn't.
He didn't see it? I thought he went and saw it.
Did he take niece or a nephew or something?
I don't know.
Well, I can't imagine going to that movie unless I was forced to. Listen, here's what's going on in the back room.
I'm
going to
go see it. I got to take my kids. They want to go see it, so I got to go see it.
Go see it. Billy Lanny right now is in the back room with Maz, and they are both willingly being quizzed by Jimmy Stewart as to who played in the 99 All-Star game.
I love that.
Oh, okay.
And he's giving them clues. It's like, now the final player has spent his entire career with one National League team, but the final American League player bounced around a bit, and then he's like mimicking his batting stance.
Who are we talking about?
I'm not going to blow up anybody's spot. They might be listening back there. I don't know if they came up with the answers yet. One of them was Bagwell. That's the only one I heard.
Bagwell, he was one of the victims. Pedro's victims.
Oh, yeah.
He was.
So Billy's in no position to come in here and answer questions about Toy Story right now. They were fine. They were both. I judge kids' movies by how long I fall asleep during the movies. And Secret Life of Pets 2, that's about a 15-minute nap. Toy Story, the new one, I only slept for 8-10 minutes. So I'd have to say the Toy Story is better than The Secret Life of Pets.
Well, The Secret Life of Pets is going to have a real problem because of the voice change. Yeah. And I understand that Louis C.K. has had his problems.
Nope.
Okay? He's had his problems prepping the balls, so to speak.
He told us who he was. We just didn't believe him. He told us time and time again what he was about.
Right.
Are you surprised? Fully admits, I'm not a good guy.
We just thought it was part of the act, part of the comedy.
It was not an act.
That was full transparency. We just didn't know that's what it was.
That's why his stand-up is so good, because he's up there telling the truth. Here's the one thing I will say about these kids' movies, and it drives me nuts, and it really takes away from my enjoyment of them.
You got the phone screen around?
Oh, no. Is it Zoe?
Again.
Okay. Just hold one second.
Finish the story.
Watching the movies, if I don't know who the voices are going in, I hear the voice and then I obsess over who that voice is. If I can't place it immediately.
That's weird.
Like Patton Oswalt, I could place immediately.
Easy.
But that's an easy... there's one in the Toy Story movie. I wasn't sure, and I had to sit there and wait until the very end. The guy who plays the Evel Knievel knockoff.
And character. This bothered you the entire film?
Whenever that character speaks, I'm like, ah, who is it? It's not that guy. It's... Yeah, and that I miss lines, and then I'm not paying attention, and then I'm lost.
Artie, the stress of that.
All right, let's go to Scott and Rentham.
Okay. Scott?
All right, a couple things. First of all, I'm not on vacation watching a show. I'm doing pole repairs with hydraulic cement. So what else would I rather have on? You guys?
Okay. That makes sense. He's listening. He's not watching.
So hydraulic cement?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like it. You can actually do hydraulic cement underwater, and it actually bonds instantaneously to fill cracks and little tower repairs, little waterfall repairs here.
Yeah, it's like they call it like I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's
exactly what it's called, hydraulic cement.
I screwed up a day ago because I used my bare hands and fiberglass cut my fingertips, so now I got rubber gloves on.
Ooh.
Okay, now so you're listening but not watching.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm in the pool right now doing repairs, but I'm listening to the whole show.
Okay, because earlier you tweeted about the black screen behind me, which would indicate that you're watching.
Well, Brody wanted a salami sandwich, and when I made him lunch, I saw you sitting in front of a black screen, and I'm like, what the hell is that?
Okay. All right.
Tom,
Now, I saw both movies, Toy Story and Pets 2. Okay. Beetle, I fell asleep for 45 minutes during Pets 2 because Max's voice does not apply to the movie. It's almost like the Big Bird thing. Fraudulent movie.
Fraudulent. It's fraudulent. It's not Max anymore. It's not him anymore.
Great, cute kids movie. Great graphics. Toy Story. Now, my sister's kids were up, so we took them to both. Everybody cried at the end of Toy Story.
Did you cry? You cried.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Got a little weepy.
When you've seen them all, and when Woody's saying goodbye forever, and it's...
Hey, spoiler alert.
Way to spoiler it.
Yeah. If you don't want your kids bald, don't take them to see Toy Story. If you want them disappointed, take them to see Pets 2.
I didn't think it was that sad. I didn't think it was a sad ending. And here's another question for you. Why was the new toy called Forky and not Sporky? Was there a copyright problem with Bertucci's and their Sporky pizza,
probably.
Which
there's
is delightful? Yeah, because it was a spork, wasn't a fork. But they call them...
Well, it is 2019. Like, God forbid you offend somebody with the sport comment. Yeah.
Well, I don't think it would offend anybody. I think it just would have
PC. Yeah. Snowflake.
No.
Billy, did you see it? Did you see Toy Story, Billy? Billy Lanny's in the studio. No, he didn't see it. I thought you had seen it. That's why you were talking about it the other day.
No, he's not a lunatic. He's not going to go.
Are you going to go see 4? Probably, yeah.
Okay. Maybe he is a lunatic. Look, you don't even have to finish typing it. Why Forky and not Sporky?
Okay.
I'll figure out why.
Let's try and get 3 more calls in here on why the baseballs are juiced. We have 3 calls explaining the juiced balls.
All right.
Quickly, Ray and Redding, why are they juiced?
Hey, what's going on, bud? So, one of the biggest reasons the ball is traveling the way it's traveling and Manfred, alluded to was that there is a lower profile to the ball. The stitching has been cut down significantly. So there is a smoother profile. The reason for that is because the NFS HS rules for high school NCAA and now MLBs, they're adopting the same thing, is because the ball with the higher bat speed that these kids and professionals are now getting is increased so much that's causing a knuckling effect on the older balls that had higher stitching. And so that caused a safety concern in the high school and NCAA levels. So now MLBs is adopting the same thing because not only is it giving smooth travel for the fielding aspect of it, but it's also giving better travel on the backspin aspect.
So they don't, I get what you're saying. They don't want a kid to get smashed in the face because a ball that is hit back to the mound takes a sudden turn and he can't knock it down with his glove because it's unpredictable.
So the MLB has said, you know what, there's an inherent also added to this, which means the ball is traveling significantly further because the backspin is so much smoother now on the ball that there's no drag, as Manfred alluded to. The ball is traveling and carrying more. The biggest thing you can notice is on the freaking home run derby yesterday.
You are right, Ray. You are right, because if you have ever had an old baseball, just pick up, if you've ever seen an old baseball, the one that's, 40 years old, the stitching is much higher on the ball than a baseball that you see now right out of the box. It just is. It's just a much more processed, machine-made baseball now. I don't know. It's just more refined process, I assume. Right?
Yes. I'm sorry. There's a very funny explanation as to why the new character is Forky and not Sporky.
What is it?
the director showed the design to his kid. He said, I wanted to have a name that a kid would give it. And it's, you know, this spork with his face. And his four-year-old son said, Fork Face. Decided that Pixar probably wouldn't allow him to call the new character Fork Face.
That probably wouldn't go over too well.
They went with Forky because my kid didn't know what a spork was.
A little kid doesn't know what a spork is.
So a little kid names it in the movie, and it's Forky and not Sporky, but not Fork Face.
John and Lowell. John.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hey, the last guy hit the nail on the head, so I'm not going to elaborate further on that, but they should leave it the way it is. You know, I like the dingers. Pitchers nowadays are mutants. They all throw 100 miles an hour. They get into pitching battles that are 9 innings long. They make the game boring.
Right.
Go back to the 90s. Steroids era.
Does anyone hate this? Do the fans hate this? I don't hate this. As much as I said, hey, good for Verlander for pointing this out and going after Manfred. I'm not upset about this. The strikeouts, that sort of sucks. The home runs? No one's upset about the home runs. Nobody. Quickly, Dana, your thoughts on the balls. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say after the Red Sox-Yankee series, some of the Red Sox pitchers said something was done to the balls before their series when they were pitching. They could not get a breaking ball or a slider to drop the way it should have, and that's where you were seeing all the runs in that series. And they said that Major League Baseball did something to the balls before that to have that happen to drive up the runs.
Maybe they didn't use the mud. Maybe it was different mud, British mud. Then use a South Jersey mud.
Yeah, it doesn't travel well.
They used they use mud from the English Channel instead of that South Jersey Delaware River mud.
You can't take like organic matter internationally. They different, probably weren't even allowed to take
mud,
it over there.
Different mud, yeah, you know, just changes everything about the surface of the balls.
I believe it.
Today's takeaways are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, whose new downtown location in Government Center is open. Now your only steps are a T-ride away to the long-term solution for weight loss. I don't think we have enough time to play one. We're out of time, Marty. We went late on the baseballs.
Oh.
We ran out of time.
What are we going to do now?
We're going to welcome in Felgrim as they're coming up in 90 seconds here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's
okay.
What we're going to do.
All right.
I don't see a new monitor, though, by the way.
I thought that was happening today.
Yeah, it didn't happen. It's off, though, the one behind you.
Seems like that's something that could have been done yesterday.
I'm just saying. It seems like that's a bit of a solution for the time being, no?
Hey, if it works out on their side, as much as I didn't mind sitting that close to you, this is better. This is a better distance for all of us. We had equal spacing between me, you, McCone. This I can handle.
Okay, then.
So as long as they're okay with it going forward, this is how it should be.
It's nice.
But it,
I feel there's a certain equilibrium to what we're doing again.
Allegedly, it's going to be swapped.
Allegedly.
We'll find out.
Allegedly. After Felger Mass, they're going to do it? They'll come in tonight, I hear. Tonight. Felger is here. Maz is here. I assume Big Jim is here as well. Yeah? I'm going to go see if Jimmy Stewart will give me that 99 All-Star Game quiz that he was giving them in the other room. All right, we're back tomorrow at 10 a.m. You'll be here, right, Hardy?
I will be here.
Okay, see you then. McCone, you in tomorrow?
McCarthy, I think.
Oh, McTakey.
Yep.
Coming on into the big seat. See you then. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.